Hey, and welcome to the Fat Gypsy Podcast. Welcome, you motherfucking cunts. Welcome.
Woo! Welcome.
You'll never believe who I met in Chiang Mai. I met Sailor Moon. I met fucking Sailor Moon, okay?
Okay.
I met Sailor Moon. And Sailor Moon has never seen or smoked ganja.
Oh, yeah, it's my first time.
What the fuck? First time? She's never even seen it. So,
yeah.
In my hand,
oh.
I have Thai gold ganja.
Alright?
Are you ready to experience ganja?
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
I want you to take this baggie and open it and smell it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, I'm gonna open it.
So now she's got the bag in her hands.
Oh.
She's slowly opening it up.
Oh. Okay.
With those very, very precise Korean fingers.
Oh.
I can see why Samsung does very well.
Oh, it smells.
What does it smell like to you?
Like a tree.
Like a tree?
Yeah. Or like a forest.
Like a forest?
Yeah.
Cool. So it smells good.
Yeah. It smells nice. It's kind of...
Have you ever smelled someone smoking it before, or have you never?
Never.
Don't even know what it smells like.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's first time smelling.
Wow. So just try and talk to the microphone.
Okay,
please.
Okay, I will.
Or you know what? I'm gonna put this here, and then when and if we're losing battery, I'll bring it. So.
Okay.
I'm sorry, people. I'm just bringing the mic closer to us. All right.
Okay,
so.
Yeah.
Sailor Moon, I'm gonna roll a spliff.
Okay.
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 So. Tell the audience what you're doing in Thailand.
I'm just traveling. I'm here for holidays. I'm playing. I'm walking around. I take pictures and I do nothing.
You weren't scared to come to Thailand alone by yourself?
I was scared, but when I arrived here and I lived here for 2 weeks, then I think it's really safe and nice.
It is. So safe.
Yes, and people, they're so nice. Food, they're really great.
Do you think it's because of the Buddhism that people are so friendly and easygoing? Because Thailand is the most Buddhist country on the planet. It's 80% Buddhist.
Right.
So maybe that has something to do with it. Okay, so check it out. So what I'm doing is I'm crushing it into a powder.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm using my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just breaking it up.
Okay.
And eventually this piece here is going to be all little tiny pieces.
Okay.
So that I can put it in a piece of paper.
Okay.
Put a tiny little bit of tobacco because it helps it smoke better.
Okay.
And then we roll it up and we light it up and we smoke it up and we get high like motherfuckers.
Okay. How long will it last?
The most potent of it will last maybe 40 minutes.
Okay.
And then, but you'll feel it for the rest of the night, but only lightly.
Okay.
So you'll feel it, but you won't be high. You'll just be cool, chilling,
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm so excited to smoke with her. The last time I smoked weed with someone that never smoked weed before, I think I was 9 years old.
Wow.
So this is this is an honor for me to be able to do this with Sailor Moon.
Oh, thank you.
I was never a Sailor Moon fan until tonight. So I'm very, very, very happy to get to do this with you. And I think she's coming to the fight. If she doesn't get too high. If she doesn't get too high, she's going to come watch me get my ass fucking beat the
That's very bad.
No, you know why it's good?
Why?
Because I'm making money.
Oh, it's kind of...
I'm making, what the usual Thai makes in 1 week, I'll make it in 3 minutes.
Okay.
I'll get kicked in the face and maybe die.
Oh my god.
But I'll make it in 3 minutes, so... Well,
that's
if the fight goes one round. Let's hope it goes more than one round. Actually, let's not. Let's hope I get knocked out in the first round so that I can just come home.
Yeah,
And then we could just smoke another spliff.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Oh my god.
Yeah, because I do this all day. I just smoke all day.
Oh.
I'm not going to be able to smoke in prison, though.
Yeah, you can.
That's shitty. It's very shitty. Are you going to come see me in jail? Of course! Sailor Moon is going to come see me in jail and bring weed and cocaine.
Oh my god.
Whiskey.
Oh my god.
Lady boys. Yeah, no, this is... I've never met a South Korean with such an open mind in my life.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of different.
No, you are fucking very different. But it's good. It's healthy. If only more South Koreans were like you, the culture would be more open and accepting.
Mm-hmm.
Because in South Korea, I know marijuana is looked at as very bad.
Yeah, they are really...
They say it makes you lazy, you know, it makes you a bad worker.
Yeah.
They don't like it, but I work way harder when I smoke weed than when I don't.
Mm.
When I don't smoke weed, you know why I don't work hard?
Why?
Because all I can think about is smoking weed.
Oh.
No, but honestly, in all honesty, I do, my mind thinks better, slower, and better, because my mind races a million miles an hour, ideas, things, things I want to do, things I want to see, things I want to accomplish, goals, this and that, right?
Yeah.
When I smoke weed, that calms down a lot.
Oh.
A lot.
A lot.
So it makes me able to think more clearly, you know? Which is important. Because if I don't think clearly, lots of people will die.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No?
Oh. Okay, so okay. I'm making this is a big paper, right? Usually I don't have to do this, but because I'm so poor right now, I have to make small joints, small spliffs.
Okay.
So right now, everything's bit up. It's all in little tiny pieces, right?
Yeah,
you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to put a tiny little bit of tobacco.
Okay.
So that it smokes properly.
Okay, okay.
But I don't usually like mixing tobacco with weed, but it does help it burn better.
Okay.
So I put a little tiny bit. See, I didn't even put the whole thing.
Okay.
And that's it.
Oh, that's it.
Now you eat that.
I
You put that in your mouth and swallow it, and you wait for it to get high. No. I'm so sorry for fucking with you.
It's okay.
It's totally okay. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. I can't wait till you introduce me to the Korean fat gypsy.
Oh.
She told me she has a friend on a little beautiful island.
Yeah.
Tell the audience.
Yeah, he's just like him.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think there's nobody like me.
But he is, he's air. What do you know what I mean?
He's what?
He's like the atmosphere around him.
Oh, his aura.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
aura.
Yeah, it's like you.
That's very cool.
Yeah,
I cannot wait to meet my Korean brother. Korean brother, you're probably gonna hear this because Sailor Moon's probably gonna make you listen to it.
Yeah, probably.
So.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, brother. I can't wait to come to Korea and show you how we do it in the gypsy world.
Okay.
And we're gonna do some cool stuff out there too.
Okay.
We're gonna sneak into North Korea.
Oh! We are?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
my God.
You can come with me if you want. How adventurous are you?
Oh, it's scary.
It's very scary. That's what makes it fun.
Oh, maybe.
Honestly, things aren't that fun if they're not scary. Like, prison in Thailand seems very scary.
Yeah.
That's why I'm excited.
Because really
it's scary.
Oh, yeah. It's really strange.
But, like, you know what would drive me crazy and make me depressed right now? If I had to go home to a regular job.
Oh.
You know? But no, I'm not going home to a regular job.
Yeah.
I am going to prison. But you know what? I know my brother will come get me out as soon as he can.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
You better, you cunt. You better not leave me in a fucking Thai prison, you motherfucker.
Oh, it's so scary.
Yeah, if you don't hear from me in 6 months, you better come back and get me out.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Okay,
I hope you. Do you know I'm joking a lot now? Do I have to say I'm joking still? Because I know at the beginning you weren't sure if I was joking or not. But now you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I know.
Like, I met her a while ago, like a couple weeks ago, I think. What, a week ago? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And today I asked her about her shitting habits. I asked her if she has a healthy poop.
Yeah.
She said she did. I believe her. I don't know for sure. But she's never lied to me, so I'm going to trust her.
Yeah, you should.
I do. I fucking do. So, it's okay. Time. Are you ready?
Yeah,
it's rolled. Oh, okay. So, what you're going to do, you've smoked a cigarette before, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you put it to your lips. I'm going to light it.
Okay.
There's a way to light it. You won't know how to light it. So, you put it to your lips. You take one nice puff.
Okay.
Put it in, no, one nice one, okay? And then you breathe as deep as you can. Get as much oxygen into your lungs as possible and try and put the smoke as deep into your lungs as you can, because the deeper it goes, the more they absorb the THC.
Okay, I'll try.
So one puff, and then hold your breath as long as you can. Hold your breath for 20 seconds if you can.
Okay.
If you can.
Okay.
Just breathe in and then keep it in.
Oh, I'm nervous.
There's nothing to be nervous about. No one's ever died.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
The worst that could happen is that you start thinking too much.
Okay, I won't think.
Well, you will think.
No, I won't.
But just know
that
it's the ganja that's making you think too much. So everything's gonna be okay.
Okay.
You're safe. You're in a safe space with people who know what they're doing.
Okay.
I can't find a fucking lighter though. One sec.
Okay.
Sorry, people. Talk to the microphone.
Oh, why should I know. Oh, it's kind of hard to talk alone. Oh my God. I'll come back.
I heard you talking and you did such a good job.
Oh, thank you.
Sailor Moon, you're very talented.
Thank you.
Alright. Let's get high.
Okay.
Let's get fucking high, Sailor Moon.
Okay.
Your whole life has been leading to this point. You might fall in love.
Maybe.
I fell in love. And I'm still in love.
Okay.
I'm married to Ganja.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Here we go, babies. All right, so watch how I do it, okay?
Okay.
I put it to my lips. That's it. And keep it in as long as you can.
Okay.
You want to smell it first? Get to know it, smell it.
Okay.
And she took her first puff of marijuana, people. Her first puff of ganja.
Oh.
I made her laugh, so she exhaled.
Okay, I'm gonna try one more.
Yeah, try one more, and then maybe, oh, that was a nice one. Keep it in as long as you can. She's a pro, people. She's a fucking pro. Did you hear that? She had her first marijuana cough thing. Welcome to the club, baby. Whoa. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, it's so.
You like so far? Wait 5 minutes.
Okay.
Wait 5 minutes. We wait 5 minutes to, because I don't want you to do too much.
Okay.
Because people who do too much, they get scared.
Okay.
You know, but this is very light stuff, so it's okay. You can take one more, but I just want you to wait
five
minutes, because sometimes you smoke and you're like, I don't feel anything. And then all of a sudden, bang.
Okay.
It hits you.
Okay.
So. Yeah. Let's just make sure that doesn't happen, and we'll talk a little bit. How do you feel? Do you feel anything? Do you feel any different?
Oh, I'm not sure.
The first time I smoked, I didn't get high.
Huh?
Mm. The first time I smoked, I did not get high.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel anything right now. Yeah. Maybe, will you...
If you want, go ahead.
Okay, just...
What? Sure. She's okay. Taking a third, people. She's... Oh, that was a nice one. That was a nice one. Good job. Keep that one in. That was a fuck... She did a pro one there. She did a fucking pro one there. I'm high. So, if she's not high.
Yeah, not yet, maybe.
She's got some amazing genetics.
When, maybe I'll wait for like 5 minutes or more. I'll
yeah, let's see, 6:55.
Okay. I'll wait until 7.
So yes,
second.
Let's see what happens at 7. Okay. Yeah, it's her first bliff. Come in, yes. Yeah. And we're doing it on a podcast.
Oh, Michelle, don't overdo yourself.
No, okay, no, okay. I told her she took 3 toasts.
Okay, yeah, I won't.
That's perfect.
Stop for 1 hour now.
Okay.
Because I told people doing the first time their sleep, I said, take it easy, please, in the beginning, and you see them go like...
Yeah.
And I said, I feel nothing. And like 5 minutes later, like...
Okay.
That's why I tell you go slow.
Okay.
If it's the first, yeah, I know.
By the way, we're on a podcast.
Oh, you're on podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, guys. Come in, join us. It's all love, baby. It's all love, you know that.
Good,
evening, is it okay morning, to whatever. Drink water?
Yeah, please drink. That's why I got you the water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Water is so dangerous.
She's definitely high. She just asked me if it's okay to drink water.
Yeah, she's so high.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's laughing
now, guys. Yeah, no, that's how she is. She is the most open-minded fucking Korean person I've ever met.
Oh, you're Korean?
Yeah.
I guess South Korea, right?
Yeah.
Whereabouts are you from? Korea. Seoul?
So, yeah.
Oh, I'm from Seoul? Okay. How was it like to live in South Korea?
Oh, it's nice, maybe.
Why didn't you?
Why didn't you go to South Korea?
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't I go to South Korea?
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't want to so many countries, so I didn't go to so many countries.
Mm.
How many countries you been to?
Only three.
Besides South Korea. South Korea doesn't count.
Yeah, three. Right.
So, which one?
Philippines.
You like?
Yeah, I think I like.
Who'd you go with?
With my family.
Mm-hmm.
And Singapore.
Singapore, I like.
Yeah, I
very expensive, though.
And, yeah, it's really expensive.
Very
and
expensive.
It's clean.
Very clean.
Yeah,
very
clean.
Fucking clean.
Yeah.
Singapore is clean?
Yeah, very. It's the cleanest city on the planet.
Yeah.
Literally, if you.
I don't know.
If you Google it.
I know some cities around. You know, the Emirates, like the Arabic Emirates. Pretty clean as well.
Not like Singapore.
No?
Singapore is known to be the cleanest city on the planet. If you chew gum, it's illegal.
Yeah, it's illegal to chew gum there.
That's how clean Singapore is. There was a Canadian or an American kid in the 90s, okay, who fucked up over there, like, got caught, like, spray painting a wall or something. He got 10 fucking lashes.
Wow.
Lashes in
those. Yeah. But, like, I'd rather get lashes than go to prison.
Hmm.
Lashes, like, it hurts for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it will really hurt.
Ask
Jesus Christ.
Don't make me get into this fucking bullshit. There's no such thing as Jesus. He's symbolism for the sun.
Jeebus
is a better fucking name for him. How you feeling? You want more?
Nothing. What time is it now?
It's probably 7.
Oh, yeah. I don't feel...
Take another toke then.
Okay.
One more. A good one though.
Okay.
A nice one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Is this an empty bottle?
Yeah. Is that big enough? I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Well, yeah, you should always take it easy, you know, things you try first. Yeah.
Yeah, 4 tokes. She's on a 4th.
Yeah.
That's not too much.
No.
4 tokes is not too much.
I remember awful things, man.
That's probably the perfect amount. See how you feel tonight. If you whatever, come back tomorrow, we'll smoke another spliff.
Okay. Maybe you already told, but what is your name?
Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Sailor Moon.
No names.
Yeah.
Podcast.
No names.
Sailor Moon.
Oh, yeah, okay. Sailor Moon.
Okay.
Her name's Sailor Moon.
I named her. Is my name on the podcast already?
Because we're not... Don't say that. Because we're doing something. We don't want names right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but in my country, it's not like...
Exactly. By her is...
For it.
She comes from South Korea.
Yeah.
If Kim Jong-un hears about that shit, he'll send for her.
Yeah.
He will send an angry mail.
Scary.
I shouldn't even be smoking this close to a fight.
No.
No.
But you didn't train, so you can't even. You know.
I didn't do shit. I didn't even stretch. I have to go get Lao Cow after this push.
You're gonna lose so hard.
But I was just gonna lose it anyway, right?
Right.
So who cares? I just want that 2,000 baht. It's not about winning and losing, man. It has nothing to do with it.
Oh.
It's up to you. I think she should chill. I think we should just put it aside for now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just have a conversation.
Okay.
Silence is also a way of conversation.
Well, not for a podcast.
Not for a podcast.
Yeah.
No, but don't force it. If it goes blank, it goes blank. That's fine. You cunts, either you care to listen or you don't. Fuck off. You can hang up now or whatever it's called and go fuck yourself. We're gonna just do our thing, and we're not gonna be bothered with you.
Yeah.
Audience.
Precisely.
So, what is your favorite color?
My favorite color?
Yeah.
It's purple now. Purple for these days.
Purple. I have a song for you.
Okay.
Deep Purple.
No. No, there's a song by one of my favorite groups.
Oh.
And the song is called Start Wearing Purple.
Start wearing purple.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're gonna love that song.
Okay, I'll try.
You're gonna fucking love that song. I'll show it to you after the podcast.
Okay.
Alright, cool. Now, you ask him one question.
Okay, I will.
It doesn't have to be about quantum physics.
No, I cannot answer that.
Did you have dreams last night?
Did I have dream what?
Dreams.
Dreams.
Last night. Yeah,
whoa.
Like while sleeping.
I cannot remember my dreams last night.
That is a fucking cool question.
Sometimes I remember my dreams. But
yeah?
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody
because
ask
sometimes
that
the
question.
Same dreams are coming back, you know, and you wake up and like, why did I have this dream again?
I don't have recurring dreams.
Oh, me too. I've
you have that?
No.
No, me neither.
No. Yeah.
No, same dreams? You don't have that? Really?
That's never happened to me once.
Like some context is always the same.
No.
A little bit different things
no.
happen.
Oh,
but
no.
It's always like the same.
Always new plot.
Yeah, new plot. But I don't really dream. I don't really dream.
I dream every day.
Every day, because you don't smoke weed.
Yeah.
If you smoke, if you smoke ganja, goodbye dreams.
Okay.
Goodbye.
But
okay.
If you quit smoking,
then they come back hard.
You come so hard.
Yeah, they come back hard. Yeah, they come back hard. So tonight you're not gonna dream.
Okay.
So be prepared.
They're really not. I remember a dream where I'm hanging on a, you know, like a bell tower with a big clock that bells when for an alarm or anything.
Mm.
And I'm hanging on this clock and I'm holding my family with
my
one hand.
Oh my God.
And I can see them one by one, they're letting go and just fall to the ground. And I can see them fall to the ground and I hear their bones like crack and all that.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a fucking fucked up dream that I will never forget.
That's dark.
I woke up
really
and I was like
bad.
Shocked for all day.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what my scariest nightmare was? Okay, because the thing I feared most when I was a kid was my mom. Okay, that was the thing I feared fucking most.
Yeah.
Okay, like when she looked at me, I would fucking cry. Okay?
Okay.
So my dream, my nightmare, and it happened one night when I had fever and I was sick.
Yeah.
You know when you're sick, you have a hardcore dream?
Right.
Yeah, so I had a hardcore dream. I'll never forget. I was like maybe 4 years old, 5 years old. It will stick with me for the rest of my life. So this is the situation.
Okay.
I'm in my bed,
mm-hmm.
and I'm about that big,
mm-hmm.
and my mom is like giant drink. And she's not saying anything or doing anything. I'm just in the corner like this, scared, looking at her, and she's looking at me with hard eyes. Like, what did you do wrong? And I'm just so scared. I'm like, Mom, I didn't do anything wrong. I swear I didn't do it. Don't drunk. And that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, it's scary.
You didn't do anything? Like, it was just a threat of doing something?
It was just the eyes.
Yeah.
The eyes of, I'm gonna fuck your world up, kid.
Sometimes it doesn't take so much action to be afraid.
No.
It's just like the threat.
Yes. It's the eyes, man.
The eyes.
That's why they keep putting me against fucking good fighters, is because the eyes, they look at the eyes on the pamphlet.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's gonna, he's
messed. So,
I think I'm getting to feel something.
Ah!
It's like, oh, I feel like...
Lightheaded?
No, or like, I, like, when I'm drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Lightly, yeah.
But not drunk, because when you're drunk, you lose inhibitions.
Yeah,
when you're high,
oh,
you gain some inhibitions.
I feel like doing this, like...
Then do it.
Just do it.
Yeah, I'll do it with you if you want.
Yeah, just like, I feel
we're just rocking back and forth, by the way. We're rocking our backs back and forth.
Oh, it's
so hot today.
It is hot.
Really hot.
So, how long do you want to rock back and forth for?
Yeah, I want to do it all day. I think I'll do it all day.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious. Oh man.
So what was your last drink? Morning or what was it?
Ah, I drink
Sailor Moon.
Yeah, Sailor Moon. I knew what the dream was till
1 hour ago.
No, not like 3 hours ago. I forgot.
Oh,
yeah. Like 1 hour ago.
So you have like a scary dream you always remember?
I remember. It's like a one part. My charger got broken.
Oh, that's a nightmare for Asian people.
Yeah. It is really, because I think I am addicted to the death thing.
Oh, definitely.
To Google Maps and Google things. I'm addicted to it. Yeah.
You're addicted to Google Maps?
Yeah, because I'm traveling in alone and in a strange place.
It
makes
everything so easy.
Yeah.
You can never get lost.
Yeah. This makes traveling really nice.
Easy.
You say low trample?
Low trample?
It's easy to do, like you have high. Like the thing in front of your door, that's a, we call it tremble in Dutch, right? So you have high tremble and low tremble.
Ah!
So if you say low tremble, it's easy to do.
Okay.
No idea what that is.
Yeah. I think I got it.
I don't get it at all. I'm fucking lost.
If you have a high thing like that, you have to
jump.
Yeah.
Right.
It's harder
to
get over.
Okay. Mm. Well, I've hit my fucking toe on that so many times.
It
is kind of a high drum blow.
So he's describing the piece at the foot at the door. It goes up a little bit, like it's maybe 3 inches or 15 centimeters up. And maybe 10 centimeters, I don't know, but it's high enough that when you walk out of this fucking place, you smash your toe if you're not careful.
Right.
So, yo, can you pass me that water in back of you?
Which one?
Right in back of you, there's water.
Come on.
Thank you. Aren't you happy you have water?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's great.
I got you 2 bottles for the fight. Don't forget it.
You're coming. What are you fucking talking about? You have to come. I already told Annie I need you there. I need you there, man. I need you there. You're the only one around me that has been in martial arts for enough time. You give me confidence.
So much advice. I need
you give me... Just the fact that you're there gives me confidence.
Giving advice to an untrained fighter is like...
It's not that I'm untrained. It's that I didn't train this week. Just this week, my hands fucked up. Both
we
my
can
feet.
Can
honestly
say you're an untrained fighter right now. Untrained fighter.
Not just because I didn't train the past 4 or 5 days.
No.
These people are fucking ready, man. Aloydro.
I know, but how? Maybe I'll fight the fat dude.
Oh no.
I hope I fight a fat dude. I really hope I fight a fucking fat dude.
Which one is your fight?
I don't know. I'm on the top of the flyer.
Oh.
So that means I'm fighting last or second last? I'm the main fighter, the second to main fight. I think. Because I'm an attraction. I'm white. You know? I'm just happy I don't have to fight a Chinese. Anything but Chinese. Russian and Chinese, no.
What?
They're the toughest.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, Russian.
Russian and Chinese are the toughest to fight.
Oh, I feel something.
What do you feel?
Oh. I feel like I had a hole here. I just
a piercing.
They call it mouth.
No.
They call it mouth.
Okay. A mouth. Here I had it's not piercing. I just bite my skin.
Oh, okay.
And I got a hole and it feels strange.
I had a piercing here too, and I have
no. She doesn't have a piercing. She chewed her.
Yeah.
Lip.
Oh, you chew it.
And the bite and the bite that she did, the hole that she did, feels weird when she's high.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, it feels strange.
What does it feel like?
It feels like.
Does it feel good to touch it with your tongue?
I don't feel. Pain. Very slight. It was kind of painful this morning, and it's not that painful now.
Well,
oh.
A lot of people use ganja as a painkiller.
Yeah,
it's good
yeah.
for like
back pain,
something on your joints, or
if you can't sleep.
Cancer.
Cancer. They
yeah.
give it a lot for cancer people.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it makes you eat. It gives you appetite.
Yeah. Oh.
It makes you sleep good because people who have cancer can't eat because they're always sick.
Yeah,
they're always throwing up.
Yeah, when someone gets a little bit hungry.
Yeah.
Some munches.
It doesn't really do that to me that much anymore,
no.
though.
No.
I don't really get like hungry. I like to smoke a spliff before I eat, but it doesn't get me hungry anymore. Mm. Sometimes that's not true. Sometimes it gets me very, very hungry.
Mm.
Have you ever eaten Taco Bell?
In Korea.
You have Taco Bell?
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
see Taco Bell in Korea. I was in Seoul. I never saw it.
Oh no, it's there's a like a foreigner
like a
area.
Food court.
Yeah.
Like an area where they have different food.
Yeah,
like
and
McDonald's
different
and
people, different whites. Like,
it's for rich people, though, no?
No,
Taco Bell?
I'm not sure. They don't.
Like, poor people don't eat Taco Bell.
Yeah. There are many foreigners in that kind of place.
Yeah, many foreigners.
Yeah, like many,
big
many.
Big area with foreigners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
hmm?
I would never eat Taco Bell in fucking Korea, that's for sure.
Okay. Yeah, you shouldn't.
Why eat American food when you're here? Okay, but I've had McDonald's. Remember that night that we bought like 6 or 7 burgers? We didn't even eat one.
No, we were just bun.
Yeah, we got drunk one night.
Yeah.
Was that the Ladyboy night?
I think that was the Ladyboy night.
I think that was. So we got drunk.
Yeah.
And we were looking for something. No.
We were actually looking for
some drugs.
Ah.
Okay.
Okay.
So we couldn't find any.
Ah.
So we were like depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So
you call it depressed.
Depressed?
We were so depressed.
So we went to McDonald's.
Okay.
And we ordered 6 burgers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we were like, okay, so let's take them to the bar. So then we walked to the bar, and his girlfriend was so angry and drunk and really angry, really, really angry. I don't remember why, but.
Yeah, why? Yeah, she was. Always disappear, always turn up.
Yeah, so anyways, we totally forgot about the fucking hamburgers. And then the next day,
yeah,
I saw them, and I was like, they're McDonald's. That means they last for like a month. I didn't eat it, but I wanted to. I wanted to.
I was thinking about it.
Me too. I was very much thinking about it.
Mm. But they were here in the sun for a couple of hours the day after. So.
What?
They were already in the sun.
Yeah, they were in the sun. They were in the sun.
For a couple of hours the day after.
Oh man, I would eat that shit right now.
It was a nice night though.
Yeah. It was one of the craziest experiences of my life. Now, I would tell it on the podcast, but I do it in my stand-up comedy. So right. I don't wanna give
spoil,
it away.
Spoil,
yeah, I don't wanna spoil that bit. Yeah. So I'm not gonna talk about it, but it was a very, very crazy night. If I'm ever in your town doing stand-up comedy and you wanna hear the fucking bit about the ladyboy night.
I'm just gonna say he ate the carrot.
Oi! I did not. Maybe I did. Find out at a show.
I feel something different.
What do you feel now?
Wind?
Yeah, and
it's from there.
And I don't feel hot. I feel like
it's all good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
fresh. I feel fresh.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, it's
so hot. Makes you feel
it's
fresh.
So hot.
Like
5 minutes ago, we were talking about so hot.
Yeah, honestly, I was dripping sweat at the beginning of this split.
Yeah.
Now I'm cool.
Yeah.
Now I'm not. I'm
I
not
feel.
Hot.
Yeah. Oh, this is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You have to go to South Korea and tell everybody that marijuana is amazing.
Oh.
All your close friends.
Okay.
You
okay.
have to be like, oh my god, I had no idea. It's so good.
Okay.
It's still a warning, like. Still keep taking it easy with it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
She won't go hard until she's fucking...
I remember my first joint, I was so happy and I took it very easy with that one. And then somebody sold me something, but that was hashish. And I started rolling it up, you know? And I just went for it, you know? I smoked a whole hashish joint on my own in the veranda.
Oh, like on your own.
And it was 28 degrees in there. And all of a sudden I get like this bad trip, you know?
Yeah.
You just feel like everything is spinning around. And I just went to the bathroom and vomited. And it was all over, but you need to vomit. That's it.
Well, my stepdad still won't smoke weed because he bad tripped when he was like 16.
Oh, really?
He smoked a joint and had that feeling and spinning and throwing up. And
he was going too hard at that point. You know?
Yeah.
He was going too hard.
I'm very happy you didn't go there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm always so sad to see people.
It's because if you do too much, your body's not used to it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a
sure.
new chemical. It's a new substance that your brain's trying to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, like I told her, it's like swimming. It's like going in a pool. You can't jump in the deep end your first fucking time in a pool. You have to go and put your feet in the water, test the water, see if you like the feeling of the water. And then next time you go in the fucking, you go in the shallow end.
Yeah.
And then you stay in the shallow end for a couple times, and then if you're feeling, if you have balls, you fucking chuck. You dive
best,
into the
I was
the
a bad swimmer. I was age 9 and I couldn't swim.
Do you want one?
Yeah.
What took? What small?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So it was finished.
Is it? How long have
so.
You been going?
I think so.
20 minutes. We got 20 minutes.
Okay.
So Sailor Moon, do you know Sailor Moon?
I know Sailor Moon.
Do you like Sailor Moon?
Yeah. I like the character, but I've actually haven't seen the comics.
I've never seen one episode.
Yeah. Never.
Never seen it. Have you?
No. Is it like a vintage cartoonish?
Yeah.
It's the Japanimation with the wide mouth and the big eyes.
Right. And long hair.
Doraemon.
Doraemon?
Doraemon. Oh no, that's Japanese.
Yeah, yeah, Sailor Moon is Japanese. Yeah.
Doraemon is
Doraemon?
Doraemon, yeah.
Doraemon? Doraemon? The blue thing?
Yeah, the blue thing.
Ah, yeah. The Doraemon.
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 That's
Doraemon.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Doraemon. Doraemon. We write it Doraemon.
Ah, really? We write it Doraemon. All the
Doraemon.
Four.
Doraemon. Cool. Is that Japanese or Korean?
It's Japanese.
Oh. Doraemon.
Doraemon.
Mm. Mm.
I have a Japanese guy coming.
Ah!
And he likes Korean girls.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think all Japanese guys like Korean girls, no?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
I cannot really tell the difference between.
Yeah, Korean there is a difference. They, their makeups and their clothing.
Oh, the makeups is different, but that's not telling something about the true nature.
Ah!
Right?
I think they look different. If there is a two women in front of me, like Korean and Japanese, I think I can.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you have to see the difference between a Dutchman and a Belgian.
Right.
Yeah. Impossible.
Yeah. I can.
No, but I can tell the difference between. Okay, Korean and Chinese is hard for me, but Japanese and Chinese easy.
Okay.
Filipino easy to tell. Thai easy to tell.
Oh, Thai is difficult.
No, it's Thai is easy. Like if, cause they have different facial. Cause Cambodia and Thai is hard to tell.
There's
apart.
A lot of variation, let's say, right?
Yeah.
Thai.
Yeah, cause north to south is completely different. Mm. The people in the north look completely different from the people in the south.
Mm. Yeah.
They're way more light skinned.
Right.
Have different facial features.
Yeah.
They're more round, and I don't mean fat, I just mean more round, like, I find the people are
less
just
sharp.
Yeah, less sharp. Yeah.
More curvy.
Less defined.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think we could make money selling this shit in Korea?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Not we.
The podcast or
I'm not sure.
Because I wouldn't want you to get involved, but...
Yeah, no. Yo, it's scary. It's really scary.
No, I'm sure South Korea prisons are way better than Thai prisons. I'm sure you get good food, you get good bed.
Yeah, but
yeah, okay, that's already better.
Because, yo, I know in Japanese prison, whoa, you don't want to go there. I'd rather go to Thai prison than Japanese. Yeah, yo, okay, you get to sleep 8 hours a day. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the day you're in your cell and you're not allowed to sit or lie down in your bed. You have to keep moving.
Oh.
And they watch you. They fucking watch you.
Mm.
And you cannot sit. You cannot chill. Like, you cannot chill. You are pacing. And that's what you do for years.
At least I think when you're in prison, you should have a little bit of feeling you are being punished as well.
Definitely. Prison shouldn't be fun.
Yeah. No, it shouldn't.
It wouldn't deter people from fucking up.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So if prison should be, you should have the threat of rape if you're going to prison. Rape should be a good deterrent for people to not fuck kids. You know?
Yeah.
My best advice would be like, try to get used to anal sex as fast as you can and try to enjoy it.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah. That's my advice.
Dude.
Try one finger at a time.
Oh my god.
I'm not fucking sure. But there's a stereotype that Asians have small penises.
Yeah, okay.
So it should be enjoyable to say the least.
Yeah.
Because I could take a small one.
I can feel it.
Because I've taken a finger and I didn't like it, but it didn't hurt. Right?
You've taken a finger already?
What?
Oh my
You've
God.
Taken a finger already?
Well, yeah, I've taken a finger, yeah.
Okay.
I've tried. I like to try everything. I did not enjoy it, my friend. I did not enjoy it.
And once it's in, it has to get out again.
And it feels like you're taking a shit. I don't know how that's enjoyable.
I like taking a shit.
No, but it's not a sexual like.
Yeah.
It's just a feel good, like, ah, oh, it feels good, I'm taking shit.
Not like, oh, it feels good, I'm taking a shit and I'm jerking off at the same time. Like, no. No, one or the other, you know?
Well, if it feels like taking a shit, maybe buy some newspapers. And read a newspaper while you get anal raped, you know?
No, because it's going in and out, in and out. That's not like, because this is just going out.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
This is like violently going in. It's not like nicely. He's not gonna like prepare my asshole
they just
first.
Wanna, they just wanna ejaculate, right?
Yeah.
Ejaculation.
I'm not getting raped in prison. I'll make them kill me before they rape me.
Grow some hemorrhoids.
Thanks. I have 3 days.
Just squeeze, man. Squeeze.
Oh shit. So yo, her first night getting high, she's going to a Muay Thai fight to see
me?
The
see
the dude who she got high with. Maybe if she's too high, she should go home. But if she's not too high, the dude who smoked her on her first spliff is gonna go get his ass kicked.
Oh my god!
And you're gonna watch it. You're gonna be like. I'm so curious. I kind of want you to go and watch and then come back and maybe we'll do another podcast to, or maybe we can do tomorrow, but it's better if it's fresh. But I'd like to get your reaction of how your night was and what what you experienced.
Okay.
If you want.
Okay.
If you don't want, it's cool. But this is a lot of fun for me, so.
Yeah, it's fun.
I don't mind doing it at all. I love podcasting. I've done 3 in 2 days.
Really? You have some people who listen to it?
What?
You have some followers?
So far, 4 people listen to the one we did. Mm. 2 people listen to the one I did alone. Okay. And that's one day. That's 24 hours. And it's not even on iTunes yet. That means people have to download the Anchor app to listen right now. So no one's fucking listening. As soon as it's on iTunes and Spotify this week, because it takes a couple days to load up to the server.
So you loaded already?
Yeah, it's loaded in the server. Yeah, that's why I can't change it. Sorry, people. I spelled this fucking name wrong.
Yeah.
I put N-E-I. It's N-I-E.
Yeah.
Sorry, because in English, it's N-E-I. That's why
I'm
I did
not
that.
English.
I know, but stupid me. English is my first language. I wrote your name in English.
No.
I'm sorry.
Nobody's called Niels like that.
Yes, no. Neil.
In England.
Yeah, Neil.
Yeah,
England. Yeah, not Niels, though.
No.
I've never heard of the name Niels.
No, those Niels you don't see in England.
No. I've never heard that. Have you ever heard the name Niels?
No.
No, me neither.
I never heard the name Sailor Moon.
When I first met you, I thought I was saying your name wrong by saying it Niels. I thought it was Neil. And I was calling you Neil for the first month.
Yeah.
And not using the S because I thought I was fucking up if I said the S.
Niels, yeah.
So I was saying his name wrong for so long.
It's Scandinavian and it means the horned one.
Oh.
The horned one. Yeah. The horns. And you know, my last name is Engelbrecht. And that means brought by the angel. So I'm the horned one brought by the angel.
Whoa! No wonder you're a fucking judo master. You're the horned one brought by the fucking angels.
Oh.
That's some serious shit.
Yeah.
The horned one brought by the angels, It's kind of cool.
Very cool.
I feel hot and cool at the same time. I feel hot, but I feel cool.
Do you mean
chill? Oh, I think I have a phone call.
Oh, Sailor Moon has a cell phone.
Oh my god.
The charger is not broken, that's a good thing.
I think you should get your phone.
Okay.
Just in case. It might be Korea.
Yeah.
You never know.
Oh, that's my boyfriend.
Okay.
Oh, you can go outside.
Okay,
you
can go anywhere.
Boyfriend. She's leaving the podcast to talk to her lover.
Sorry.
Oh. It's okay. We don't really care, do we, people?
Aren't you a little bit disappointed she has a boyfriend?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely fucking not.
No, me neither. I can't.
Kind of very happy.
because she's very cool.
Yeah.
So it, the fact that she has a boyfriend is very good news for me. Very good news. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. We got 10 minutes left. We're going to close it up anyway.
Yeah, close it up. I need to go to the bathroom anyway.
All right, go. I'm going to close it up. Thank you for joining us, Niels.
Well, yeah. Anytime, man. I can do it anytime, anywhere.
What's up, babies? It's just me and you now. Welcome to the Just Me and You hour. The Just Me and You hour lasts like 10 minutes. I have a fight in 2 hours, so I have to start drinking because I'm in a lot of pain. And the only way I'm going to get through this is if I have like 2 shots. I'm not going to get drunk. Just fucking 2 shots. But yo, I don't know. I'm probably fighting at 10:30. If I go, I have 2 shots now. By the time the fight comes around, I'm fucked. So, fuck that, I guess. Right. Oh, fuck, Shaggy's playing. Fuck my life. I hate this song, too. There's some Shaggy shit that's okay. The old underground shit, maybe. But this fucking bubblegum fucking reggae shit, it's horrible. But you have to sing it. Laying on the sofa, I even had her in the shower. See, we got me on camera. Sorry, but I have to. I told her, the name is screaming louder. She said it then it was over. Something coming right hand and screaming when they're gone. Yo, let's close this out, alright? 52 minutes, alright? We don't need to go the full hour. I kind of want to get her back and find out what she was talking about, though. How about we try and do that? Let's bullshit around so we can find out what her and her boyfriend were talking about. I think we should know. What do you think? I think yes. Oh, she came back.
I'm back.
She's back. Okay, well, I was talking to the audience.
Yeah.
And they want to know what you had to say to your boyfriend.
Actually, I told him.
You told him about the podcast?
About this situation.
Oh, really? What did he say?
He's kind of...
He's going to be angry.
Yeah, he's going to be angry. Yeah, he's a stiff guy. But it's okay.
Of course it's okay. You're free. You're not married.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you're not doing anything wrong.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You're just hanging out.
Yeah, he is just, I think he's just worried because
of course he is.
Although it's like, because it's illegal. Yeah.
And if you were in Korea and he was in Thailand and he told you that too, you would probably say the same thing.
Right.
No? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Not angry, you'd just be like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You know?
I won't be angry.
No, but you'd be like, why are you doing that?
No?
Like, what would your reaction be if he called you to tell you he was doing this with a girl?
With a girl.
He met a girl in Thailand, and he's in her room.
Oh.
Yeah, he's in her room, smoking ganja.
That's why he's angry, okay.
Having a good time. Well, would you be angry?
I would be angry.
Yeah. So you understand, right?
Yeah. I have to give him some time. Oh my god.
Well, you're not, but the thing is, you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't feel bad.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's my thing, right?
It's your thing, it's your life. You're not cheating on him, you're not.
Yeah, I just.
You're not disrespecting him in any way, you're just living your life.
Right.
You should not feel bad for that.
Yeah,
ever. And if anybody ever makes you feel bad for the way you live your life, you can't let them do that.
Oh yeah, I agree.
You have to just make yourself happy.
Yes.
And if the person that really appreciates you, they'll be happy that you make yourself happy.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, that's...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got it. It's cool, it's nice.
So, we got an angry boyfriend. I hope he doesn't come hunt us.
I feel a little sorry for him.
Does he work at Samsung?
Mm-hmm.
No, what does he do?
He still studies. He's the student like me.
What is he studying?
He studies, it's kind of very difficult, it's kind of complicated, like, he, There is an airplane. Oh, I'm short with my words, so
that's fine, that's fine. Take your time.
Okay. There is an airplane.
Yeah.
And he finds out the thing wrong. The kind of like cracks, or maybe he...
Okay, so he fixes airplanes?
No, he don't fix it. But
engineer,
he just,
no?
No, he's okay. Not an engineer. He just finds the cracks.
So he'll look at a plane and be like, hey, there's a crack there.
Yeah.
And then someone else will come fix?
Yeah. Yeah. He will fix it.
He'll fix it.
Yeah. And finding thing is like, not by eyes, but something like, there's something strange to find the cracks. I don't know. I heard explanation before, but I actually didn't understand what that is. It's kind of finding the cracks in the crafts or ships or cars or, yeah.
Cool.
I'm not sure.
I couldn't do it because I would be very bored.
Yeah, I think it's a kind of bored thing to do. He is kind of bored to study.
What does he like to do?
He likes to... I think he didn't find... what he likes to do.
Nothing? No passion?
He likes playing like computer games.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to make him something.
How long have you guys been together?
About a year and a half.
That's a long time.
But
you meet him in school?
No, he's my friend when I was a kid. I was like 13 and he was my friend.
Okay, so you know him a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, are you happy with him?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You gonna marry him?
I can marry him.
Why?
Oh. Hello.
Salade de concombre et donnez mon poulet. Ah merci. Il faut que je mange avec après mon combat.
Mais voilà.
Mais merci beaucoup hein.
Pas trop.
Non, tu viens ce soir ou non?
Bah oui. Ouais, je veux bien, moi on veut bien, ouais. S'il y a moyen qu'on paye pas l'entrée.
Quoi?
S'il y a moyen qu'on paye pas l'entrée, parce que moi j'ai pas 400 balles à mettre dedans.
Ouais, je sais que si tu viens avec moi, si tu rentres avec moi, t'es bien.
Et puis moi, si je peux aussi.
Je pense que tout le monde qui rentre avec moi peut rentrer, mais.
Après, s'ils font 100 bahts, ça va.
Quoi?
S'ils font 100 bahts, après rentrer, s'ils font un prix
du coup.
Mais
400,
ça
fait un peu beaucoup.
Ouais, non, ouais, puis c'est pas loin non plus.
C'est où?
À Loïcro. C'est juste là.
Okay.
C'est juste.
Tu vas comment, toi?
C'est pas loin de Taipei.
Tu vas comment, toi?
À moto.
Ok. Faut que tu me donnes l'adresse que je la mette sur map. T'as pas l'adresse?
On va discuter, je finis mon podcast.
Oui, maintenant, oui, y a pas de soucis.
Et on discute.
Oui, oui, y'a pas de problème.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay.
That's French, by the way.
No, you speak many languages.
No.
No?
No, just two.
I
used to speak a little bit of Farsi,
mm-hmm.
Persian.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I understand a little bit of Russian.
Oh.
I understand a little bit of Romanian.
Mm.
And that's it.
Oh.
How about you?
Oh, I don't. I speak too Korean and English and nothing else.
You speak a little bit Japanese, no?
No, I can't. I can't.
Yeah. Well, Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
We did it, high five.
Wow.
You did it. You're a more experienced person now.
Yeah. I can't feel something like, I feel cool, but I'm not sure about, I think I don't still know what it feels like.
You do. It feels like this. It's not very strong.
Ah.
You know, it just relaxes you a little bit.
And I think I'm very kind of hot right now.
Well, you see, you were nervous for nothing.
Mm.
Nervous for nothing.
Yeah.
It was my fault. Maybe I made you nervous.
No, I'm not nervous at all. But I'm just, it's okay.
Well, thank you for being open-minded and doing this with me. And one more high five.
Okay.
I'm high-fiving Sailor fucking Moon right now,
Woo!
People. So, yeah, thank you for joining us. And buy some t-shirts from my non-existent store. And go fuck yourself. Have a good night.
Bye.
Love you very much. Say bye-bye.
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 podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.